It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Maggie Castry.
Our guest today is Gwen Marshall, Equity and Diversity Specialist for Springfield Public Schools, and she's also coordinator of Black History Summer Academy. The Academy is jointly sponsored by community members, Drury University, and Springfield Public Schools. Gwen Marshall, welcome.
Good morning.
We know that fostering greater understanding among people is clearly a way to strengthen our democracy. Could you please tell us how the Black History Program originated and what it comprises?
The Black History Summer Academy really started with some men in the community called Evading Men on a Mission. And these men at that particular time, about 1993, went to the superintendent of schools at that time and began to discuss having Black studies in the curriculum for Springfield Public Schools. And at this point, they were met with a no. And so those men would not give up. So they began a community effort to share the rich history of African Americans in Springfield, Missouri. And we began in churches, and then Drury University came on board, Missouri State has been a part of it as well. And so Black History Summer Academy began.
Now, what are the benefits to students who would attend this summer academy?
The benefits to me are many. And it's not just for African Americans, but it's for all ethnicities in the city of Springfield. And the importance is learning the history. For the last 2 years, we have kind of discussed, and the topics and themes have been hidden gems, those from the past. This year, it will be those of the future, hidden gems of Springfield, Missouri. So those that have attended will be exposed to the Ada Fulbrights, where there is early childhood center that has been named after her, and other prominent people in the Black community. So it's for all ethnicities that we learn the history of Springfield and then beyond world history. And we even have an entrepreneurship component where we teach our children about being entrepreneurs and how they can be self-sufficient and earn money in the community and the world.
What kinds of things will the students in the academy be doing?
This year, we have looked at technology, and again, it's hidden gems, the next generation. So we're doing things like, you know, what the availability of 3D printers and other things like that. And then we're going to bring in those entrepreneurs in the city that are prospering even right now. And my thought is the 1906 lynching, there was a big exodus or a large exodus of African-Americans from the city. But now we're seeing an influx of African-Americans coming in. And we want to address the new generation, this generation of those that are coming in and sharing. We have Sherita Thomas Tate, Dr. Tate, who is on the school board. And we have a new superintendent who is the first African-American and female to hold such a position. So this year we will be discussing those that are producing right now. We even look at Commercial Street, and there's four businesses that are right next to each other. We have Big Mamas, we have Bella's Wig Shop, we have Barbershop, Rods, Blue Styles, and then we have Braidery Company. So these things that are available to our young people and letting them see it to be it. So those are the discussions that we'll be having, and discussions about authors. We have a young lady that has written a book about one of the astronauts and who attended Central, went over to Drury and taught at McGregor. So we're looking for her to be with us as well, sharing her book. So those are the kind of things that we're reflecting on this year and things that we want everybody to learn from.
Excellent. Are there any costs or barriers due to the COVID pandemic?
Well, due to the pandemic, of course, last year we were virtual, but this year we'll be seated at Drury University.
What's your goal for the Academy and what do you hope it will accomplish?
I just hope it will accomplish a furtherance of the knowledge of the history of African Americans, not just in Springfield, worldwide, and that our young people will love their history, figure out and talk about who they are, where we came from. We have a book called History 365, which is a new curriculum that we want to launch eventually that really teaches from Africa all the way up to now. So we really want our children to be very proud of who they are, where they came from, and where they're going. If you don't know your past, you surely don't know where you're headed.
Well, how can listeners find out more about participating in this, Gwen?
We have a website, which is African Black History Summer Academy 2021. And if you scroll down, you'll see our flyer. On that flyer is registration information, and that they can register right there from that flyer. So that is kind of how they can get involved. And if they wanted to, they could call me, Gwen Marshall, and my number is 417-523-0008.
Thank you, Gwen, for being on our program today. Our guest today has been Gwen Marshall, who coordinates the Black History Summer Academy. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this story and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.